弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好久没有见你们了。
Haven't seen you all in a while.
今天我给大家会讲这个题目，上帝喜悦的爱子耶稣。
So the title of my sermon today is God's pleased Son, Jesus.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
愿我口中的言语，心中的意念。
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart.
都蒙主悦纳。
Be accepted by you, Lord.
有圣灵来感动我们，让你的话藏在我们心中。
May the Holy Spirit touch us so that your words will be deeply rooted in our hearts.
求主赐给我们生命的粮。
May you give us the bread of life.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Thank you and praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主又能够看到弟兄姐妹们。
Again, very happy to see brothers and sisters again today.
今天谢谢 Linda 帮我翻译。
And thanks, Sister Lena, for translating.
能够这么年轻就侍奉神，真的很好的事。
And it's great to serve God when she's young.
我有两，我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
两个儿子都是我带大的。
And I raised them up myself.
但给我太太一起。
Of course, with my wife.
所以我有带孩子的经验。
So I have experience with raising kids up.
他们来美国是大的是六岁，小的是两岁半。
So when they came, the older one was 6 years old, and the younger one was 2 years old when they came to America.
他们从小长大，我都知道这个过程是怎么样。
So I know their whole growing up process.
因为我是一个牧师。
Because I'm a pastor.
我常常都要搬来搬去。
I have to move around very often.
所以对他们的成长，我有很大的责任。
So to their the growing up, I have a lot of responsibility.
所以我有时候很 guilty, 因为他们是受的搬家的痛苦是我感觉很 guilty 的。
I often feel very guilty, because they have to constantly move around.
所以对孩子他们常常搬家失去了他们的朋友对他们来说是很大的影响。
It affected them a lot when we move around because they often lose their friends.
所以到现在我两个孩子都很好都很孝顺这是神的恩典。
It's God's blessing that my children are very obedient to me.
所以我今天大儿子把我载来了。
My oldest son actually brought me here today.
他来了第二次了。
It's my son Timothy, and it's his second time here.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank the Lord for his blessing.
父母爱儿女呢是很十分自然的事情。
So for a parent to love their children, it's a very natural thing.
So 也可能是因为血缘的关系。
Maybe it's because of blood relations.
又可能是爱情的结晶。
Or maybe because they're the product of love.
那更重要就是亲情的感受。
But more importantly, it's because family relations.
那怎么样要成为一个成为父母心中的好儿女呢？
So how to become a children that parents love with all their hearts?
怎么样要成为父母心中口中的好的儿女呢
？And how to become a child that parents praise with their lips and love with the heart？
我重复的说是希望我们做父母的、做家长的，就思考这个问题。
I repeated myself so that I want all the parents to ponder upon this question.
这里有两个答案。
There are actually two answers for this.
第一个答案就是无论你的孩子怎样的情况，变成怎样的人。
The first one is, doesn't matter what your children's situations are, what kind of people they become.
你是做错了什么事?
Or what mistakes they have made.
都是父母心中口中所爱的儿女。
They're still the children that their parents love with their heart and also with their lips.
这就是爱。
That is considered love.
你记得有一个很出名的神学家叫奥古斯丁，他年轻的时候正是放荡不羁。
There was a famous theologian, Augustine. He was morally unrestrained at his youth.
对，他不务正业，过的生活都很荒唐的。
And he lived an absurd life in his youth years.
他的妈妈就对他说：“儿子，我爱你。”
So his mom said to him, "Son, I love you."
我每天都为你祷告。
I pray for you every day.
希望有一天你能够悔改，归向上帝。
Hoping that one day you will turn back to God and repent to Him.
所以他这个他妈妈祷告了十多年了。
So the mom prayed for him for 10+ years.
奥古斯丁真的被圣灵感动，回转归向上帝。
So Augustine actually was touched by the Holy Spirit and repented to God.
后来他成为教会里面所以很伟大的神学家。
So later on, he became a great theologian.
那第二个答案呢？
So the second answer to my previous question.
成为一个听话、孝顺、长进、可爱、被喜悦的孩子。
So being a child, well-behaved, obedient, cute, lovable.
能够光宗耀祖。
Bring glory to the family name.
这时候是父母最幸福的。
That's considered most happy for the family, parents.
父母最享福的、最得福的事。
And most joyful and blessed for the parents.
那这些都是父母心中、口中最好的孩子们。
So that's considered the best children in parents' hearts.
那在这两个答案里面呢，你有没有想过这两种的孩子、这两种的儿女，哪一个比较多呢？
So when you think back to the two examples, like two answers I gave, which type of children are more common?
也许你心中有数了。
Maybe you already know the answer.
当耶稣接受洗礼的时候，在接受施洗约翰受洗礼之后，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
After Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, and a voice came from heaven, said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased."
这是神的见证，这爱子就是他的独生子。
So this is God's testimony that this beloved son is his one and only son.
耶稣与神有独特的关系。
Meaning Jesus have a special relationship with God.
在诗篇第二篇里面第七节说，受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
In the Old Testament, in Psalms 2:7, it says, I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father.
耶稣基督就是旧约中耶和华上帝的受膏者。
So Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, it means Jehovah, God's anointed one.
他就是上帝所喜悦的爱子。
Meaning he is the beloved son of God.
在新约里面有两处记载神直接用声音来证明耶稣就是他的爱子。
In the New Testament, there's two places where God openly using voice to proclaim that Jesus is his son.
第一次就在今天的福音书第三章十七节，天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The first one is the passage that we read today, Matthew 3:17, where it says, And a voice from heaven said, This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased.
第二次就是耶稣在登山变相的时候。
The second area is during transfiguration up on the mountain.
在马可福音第九章七节。
It was in Mark 9:7.
有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里面出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Mark 9:7, it says, Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, This is my son, whom I love, listen to him.
我们都做父母的，都希望儿女们能够成为自己喜悦的儿女。
All of us parents want our children to be lovable to by us.
那在我们的信仰上，我们怎么样要成为天父上帝的好儿女？
In our spiritual life, how do we become good children to our Heavenly Father?
所以这个是我们今天好好的思考这个信息。
And that is the message that we have to look upon today.
怎么样成为天父上帝的好儿女？
How to be good children to our Heavenly Father.
让我们向耶稣来学习成为天父上帝的好儿女。
So we'll learn from the example of Jesus.
我们先来了解耶稣在有关耶稣童年的事迹在他十二岁的时候之前没有记载十二岁之后又没有记载。
So the Bible didn't really specify anything about Jesus when he was younger or older, but when he was 12.
耶稣第一次上耶路撒冷去守节，在圣殿中他表明了他与父神之间的关系。
So in Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, Jesus mentioned about his relationship with God in the temple.
那耶稣和父母在耶路撒冷守节的时候，就发生了一件事情。
So during the festival of Passover, a special occasion happened.
那耶稣的当耶稣的父母在回家的路程上面，他以为耶稣在他的人群称气当中。
So after the Passover festival was over, when the parents were returning home, they thought that Jesus was amongst the relatives or friends.
结果走了一天, 还没有遇到耶稣。
So after walking, returning home for about a day, they didn't see Jesus.
所以他的父母就, 玛利亚跟约瑟就回到京城里面, 找了三天,
So the parents, Mary and Joseph, returned back to the city area in Jerusalem, tried to find Jesus, and it took them 3 days to find him.
就看见耶稣在圣殿里面,坐在教室当中, 一面听一面问,
they realized that Jesus was sitting in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening and asking questions.
凡听到他说话的人, 都稀奇耶稣的聪明和他的应对。
So everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
那玛利亚来找到耶稣了, 来到耶稣的面前, 她好像有一点责怪他的,就说了。
So when Mary found Jesus, he was blaming him a little bit.
她说,我儿为什么像我们这样行呢? 看啊,你父亲和我相信的来找你。
And it says, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
从这句话里面,我们看见玛利亚跟约瑟是多么的爱耶稣。
From the passage, you can understand how much Joseph and Mary love Jesus.
那你知道耶稣是怎么样回应他的父母的?
But do you know how Jesus responded back to the parents?
那耶稣说,我为什么找我了? 岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗?
And he said, Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
也许是这样翻译,岂不知我应当在我父家里吗?
Or translation says, I had to be in my father's house.
我以我父的事为念,也许和在我父家里面两样都很重要。
So in the Chinese translation, it's also mentioned about to be about my father's business. So to be about my father's business and be in my father's house, those are both very important. That's something that we have to reflect back on.
你有没有这种想法?
Have you ever had this kind of thought?
你有没有曾经想过我以父的事为念,也许是我以教会的事为念呢?
This thought process is to be about Heavenly Father's business or to be about church's business.
约翰福音第一章里面说, 凡信主的人就能有权柄称为上帝的儿女。
In John, it says, those who believe in Jesus, they can call themselves children of God.
所以我们都是神的儿女。
So we are all children of God.
你有没有以神的事为念?
Have you ever be at the Father's business?
你有没有以神的家为念?
Or be about God's house's business?
你们教会的名字非常好, 常常提醒你, 这是神的家。
Your church's name is really great to be reminded this is how Christ's house.
但问题是你有没有以神的家的事为念?
But the question is, do you be about church's business, God's house business? That's the most important.
我1980年从香港移民来美国。
I immigrated from Hong Kong in 1980.
开始的时候,开始半年,开始就找工作做。
So I started looking for a job when I came here.
我太太也做一些学习,study。
And my wife did some studies.
但是在这段新移民的时间里面,
However, in the process of being an immigrant,
我都在想,我怎么样可以回到
I always thought to myself, how do I return back to church family and serve? All I can do was lift it up in prayer. I often think about to be father, in the Father's business. So in the past 3 years,
我都在教会里面侍奉神。
I serve in God's house.
就是一个教会的 member 这样。
Just like a member in a church.
那我希望我能够再成为一个传道人。
I wanted to become a preacher.
所以我就 祷告神为我开路。
So I prayed to God, asking him to prepare the way.
所以3年后我就 代表教会去开一个亚裔施工的会议。
So 3 years later, I joined a ministry.
这个会议里面让我的很有决心呢，要回到神的家里面侍奉神。
And in that, during that time, I was strengthened more to do more God, to do God's work.
所以我决定要再回到神学院里面读书。
And because of that, I returned to a seminary to continue my studies.
我要决定，所以要等到一年，在这一年里面，我给我太太不断在分享、交通、祷告、求主开路。
So before going to the seminary, me and my wife prayed, we talked, we discussed about going to seminary.
So, 我这个以父神的思维念，这个心很强。
So my heart and desire to be in Father's business, it was very strong.
到第二年的九月，我就进到神学院里面读书。
In the second year in September, I went into seminary school.
那感谢神，这就是上帝知道我的心，所以他还在呼召我，回到他的家里面来到侍奉他。
God knows my heart, and He's calling me to return to serve in His house.
感谢神在过去的这个读神学三年过去以后，就奉旨做牧师，以后就侍奉上帝。
After my studies in the seminary for 3 years, I graduated and started serving church as a pastor.
所以如果我没有这个心,
if at the time I didn't have this desire,
我今天不能在这里给你们分享神的话,
I wouldn't be here spreading God's word to you today.
因为我有这个心,
because I had this desire,
上帝的祝福, 上帝的带领就在前面,
God's blessing, His guidance is right in front of me.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们到主的教会里面来。
So brothers and sisters, when we are in God's house in the church,
我们有没有以神的事为念？
Do we think about God's business?
我们有没有以神的教会就是你的家？
Do we be about God's church being, being God's house?
这是很重要。
That's one of the important things.
如果你有曾经有以父的事为念。
If you ever had the thought of being about Heavenly Father's business,
你曾经有的话，我为你感谢主。
If you ever had, I thank the Lord for you.
那如果你没有的话，我继续的要求主感动你，能够以天父的事为念。
If you haven't, I continue to pray for you that you will have the thought of be about Heavenly Father's business.
希望你能够以父上帝的家为念。
That you would be mindful of His house.
求主改变我们。
May God change us.
让我们成为父神的好儿女。
So that we can be loving children of Heavenly Father.
我信耶稣，开始信耶稣是在一个非常简陋的教会。
When I first believed Jesus, it was in a really a very low church.
它叫这个叫 chapel 一个小的。非常简陋的，大概一半这个地方大。
It's a small chapel, half the size of this church.
那我就在那边年轻的时候，就是大概13岁、14岁左右，就在那边信了耶稣，在那边做礼拜。
I was about 13 or 14 years old, and I was attending a church service.
那个是读小学，那我们做功课也在教会，做礼拜当然在教会了哈。然后呢，在那边又在那个教会里面玩。
So I did my homework in church. I worshipped in church, and I also played around in the church.
那我们在基督礼拜天做礼拜，我们就要帮忙那个椅子要擦干净，要摆好，把圣经要摆好。
So on Sunday we have to set up the chair, clean it up, and then put the Bible in the designated area.
好像就是把这个教会小小的地方成为自己的家。
Basically, treating the church like a house, like our own family house.
有时候礼拜五晚上做功课做得晚，就睡在教堂里面。
And sometimes, if we do our homework till very late, we actually sleep in the church.
因为在香港这个小地方没有很多规矩，都可以睡在教堂里面。
Because in Hong Kong, there's not much regulations. You can sleep in the church.
那是几十年的前的事情。
That's many, many years ago.
所以把教会变成神的家，是我从小的时候有。都有一种感受。
So treating the church like my own family, my own house, I had that thought even when I was young.
所以我们要以神的教会成为 神的家是很重要。
So treating God's church like God's house, it's very important.
我们要怎么样成为父神的好儿女呢
？So how do we become good children of God, Heavenly Father?
我们来看啊，耶稣在路加福音里面，他怎么样形容耶稣的成长
？So we'll look into Luke chapter 2, see how it described Jesus growing up.
那路加福音第二章51-52节说。他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒 并且顺从他们他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长
So Luke chapter 2 verse 51-52 it says Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to themBut his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. That is an example of being a good son. And it's the most lovable by parents.
但愿我们每一个信主的人在神的家里面就是爱主、爱人、爱教会的心都一起增长。
May all of us, our hearts of loving God, loving people, and loving church will grow all together.
那耶稣圣经里面没有记载耶稣在十二岁之前，当然他出生的耶稣降生的时候有讲到，之后都没有讲到他的事情。
So in the Bible, it didn't really record anything, other than Jesus' 12-year-old and of course his birth.
到十二岁之后到30岁都没有讲到耶稣的事。
And between his 12 years old and 30 years old, there's nothing recorded.
那是在我们的圣经里面是这样记载的。
However, in the Bible, it recorded like this.
直到耶稣30岁的时候，他出来传道。
It was when he was 30 years old and he started to go out and preach.
那耶稣30岁出来传道，第一件事情就是要接受洗礼。
So after when Jesus came out to spread the word at 30 years old, the first thing he did was receive baptism.
那许多人都问，耶稣是神的儿子，他为什么要接受悔改的洗礼呢？
So many people ask, Jesus is the Son of God. Why did he have to receive baptism of repentance?
连施洗约翰都不愿意接受去为耶稣去洗礼。
Even John the Baptist was really reluctant on giving Jesus baptism.
但耶稣有两个原因要接受这个洗礼。
But Jesus had two reasons of receiving baptism.
第一就是要尽诸般的义。
The first is to fulfill all righteousness.
那个义也有那个礼仪的意思。
Righteousness also means ceremonial.
所以这个义是有两方面的意义。
The word righteousness has two meanings.
一方面是指受洗礼是律法的洁净条例，是犹太人的洁净条例。
Baptism is law of the ceremonial cleaning.
另外就是指顺服上帝的生活公义的行为。
And the other part is righteous lifestyle of our obedience towards God.
施洗约翰就是要替上帝传道。
John the Baptist is preaching for God.
他要呼召人要顺服上帝的旨意。
He's calling people to obey God's will.
要悔改回转归向上帝。
Repent and return to God.
要过圣洁的生活，公义圣洁的生活。
And live a righteous lifestyle.
这就是一个基督徒的过程。
That is a process of a Christian.
你要得到上帝的救恩。
If you want to receive salvation,
你一定要悔改。
You first must repent.
然后让耶稣基督的宝血洗净你的罪。
Allow Jesus to wash all your sins.
然后你要过一个圣洁的生活。
And then you have to live a righteous life.
你要过一个公义的生活。
You live a righteous life, a holy life.
所以这个是很重要。
That's very important.
我父亲信耶稣是比较困难。
For my father to believe in God, it has been very difficult. Because his heart is very hardened. He has a strict mindset.
So it's
very difficult. It wasn't until after my mom believed, and then my dad believed.
我为我爸爸祷告了很久。
I actually prayed for my father for a long time.
后来他因为是生病了，然后为他祷告，然后再看医生就好了，就信了耶稣了。
I prayed for him, and then it was because he actually had an illness, and then I prayed for him, and then he went back to the doctor, and he was cured.
然后他开始去教会了。
And then after that, he started to go to church.
他听了差不多一年的时间。
He attended service for about a year.
然后他决定说，我要受洗礼。
And after that year, he says, I want to be baptized.
我亲眼看得很清楚，我爸爸在受洗礼之前。
I see right before my father received baptism.
他在流泪悔改。
He was repenting. He was shedding his tears.
然后去洗礼。
And then he went to receive baptism.
我真是很感动，神的灵感动他。
I'm very touched because the Holy Spirit touched him.
他为什么会流泪呢？当然是因为会。悔改才会流泪。
Why did he shed his tears? It's because he truly repented.
他真的看到自己是一个罪人。
He truly understands that he is a sinner.
所以他悔改信主。
So he repented and believed in God.
就接受洗礼。
And received baptism.
所以耶稣为了要与约翰认同顺服上帝。
Jesus want to have John's consent and obey God.
所以请求施洗约翰暂且容许他。理当奉行的诸般的义来接受洗礼。
So he asked John for consent, for it is proper for them to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
第二点呢，第二点就是耶稣受洗礼的原因。第二点就是神所喜悦的事。
And the second thing, why Jesus has to receive baptism is because it pleases God.
那耶稣从十二岁到三十岁这个岁月，他的生活行为。灵性生命都是神所喜悦的。
So between Jesus 12 years old to 12 to 30 years, his lifestyle, his spiritual life, it was all pleasing to God.
我们刚才不是已经读过在路加福音吗？那五十一、五十二节吗？他讲得很清楚，耶稣这个成长过程都是上帝所喜悦的。
So we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 51 to 52, that everything that Jesus has done has been pleasing to God.
那弟兄姐妹，你在这个教会多久年呢？
So how many years have you been in this church, brothers and sisters?
你有没有在这个教会里面这个成长的时候能够好像耶稣一样呢？
Your growth in this church, has it been like Jesus?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
那耶稣接受洗礼是神所喜悦的事。
Jesus receiving baptism is pleasing to God.
因为有声音说，这是我的爱子。
Because there's a voice saying, "This is my son, whom I love."
上帝的见证。
It is God's testimony.
那因为耶稣把悔改、赦罪、救赎，就是与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活，和这就是重生洗礼的一个恩赐给我们。
Because of Jesus, repentance, forgiveness of sin, and salvation, that which is to die with Jesus and bury with him and resurrect with him.
所以接受洗礼呢，就是表明耶稣在神的救赎计划当中与神联合，与神同工。
And baptism represents Jesus becoming one with God, in God's salvation plan.
他甘愿牺牲自己，要完成。上帝的救赎的大功。
He's willing to sacrifice his own life to complete the plan of salvation.
那洗礼是耶稣分别为圣的一个礼仪。
Baptism is an etiquette that separates Jesus out to be holy.
因为耶稣开始了弥赛亚就是救世主救赎的使命。
And Jesus started the messianic mission of salvation.
所以洗礼呢，就是要耶稣接受了圣灵的印记。成为真的让人知道他是神的儿子。
And baptism is also a confirmation of receiving the Holy Spirit, meaning we become children of God.
所以我们都一样，我们受洗礼就证明我们是上帝儿女。
So similarly to us, when we receive baptism, it represents us becoming children of God.
所以我们再来读一下今天的福音书的十六十七节，大概找到这个经文哈。
Let's read Matthew 3:16-17 in the back of the bulletin.
我们一起来读。耶稣受了洗，随之从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下， 落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So let's read verse 16, 17 together. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
So, 让我们好好的思考，怎么样要成为上帝的好儿女。
Let's ponder upon how to become loving children of God.
有一个黑人的寡妇。
So there was a widow, a black widow.
她有六个孩子。
He had six children.
六个孩子。她在一个不大好的环境里面住。
He was in a pretty poor environment living.
她自己也不是说有一份很好的工作。
She doesn't have a good job.
所以也是一个穷人。
So she is considered low income in poverty.
但是她的孩子呢，后来的成长呢，孩子里面有做医生的，有做律师，有做会计的，也有做老师的，也有做牧师的。
So his children, one was a doctor, one was a lawyer, one was an accountant and teacher.
都是专业的人士。
They were highly educated people.
所以认识她的人都感觉到很奇怪。
So those who know her, they were very amazed.
你是一个黑人，又是一个寡妇，怎么样可以栽培你六个孩子就有这么好的成就？
They asked, you are a widow and you're a black female. How do you raise your children up to be so highly educated?
你知道很久以前黑人都不受很强的歧视。
So we know back in the days, black people they were discriminated.
那这个。姐妹就回答她的朋友问这个问题。
So she responded to the friends like this.
她说我的儿女们成长这个阶段呢，他们只能够去三个地方。
So for my children, when they're growing up, they can only go to three places.
第一个就是学校。
First is school.
第二就是教会。
The second is church.
第三就是家里面。
And the third place is home.
她禁止她的孩子们到街上玩。
She restrained their children from going out and play on the streets.
她说在学校玩，在教会玩已经足够了。
After church and after school, it's enough.
所以你后来就在家庭里面有很严谨的一个家庭的宗教教育。
So in the home, she has a strong religious foundation for the children.
所以孩子们不需要往外面去认识认识了。
So the children, they don't need to go out to the world to see and explore.
那最后他说这一切都是出于神的恩典。
And in the end she says this is all because of God's blessing.
让孩子们都成为上帝所喜悦的，他所喜悦的儿女。
It's God's blessing that her children has become lovable children to God.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们都能够多在教会里面，多在学校里面，也多在我们的生活的圈子里面，成为神的好儿女。
May God help us to be lovable children in church, in our school field, and also in home.
你知道，我们还没有信主之前，我们都是叛逆神的一个人。
Before believing in God, we were already rebellious.
我们信了主之后，接受洗礼之后，我们就成为一个神的儿女。
After believing, after being baptized, we are considered children of God.
所以，当我们灵性生命成长的时候
so when our spiritual life grows,
我们应当成为一个上帝所喜悦的儿女。
We must become children that is well pleasing to God.
让我们多思考以上帝的事为念。
Let us think about God's business more.
以教会神的家为念。
And be about God, a church's business.
来成为上帝喜悦的儿女。
To be lovable children of God.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父啊，感谢你，愿你的话藏在我们心中。
Lord, thank you. May your words root deep in our hearts.
能够成为我们脚前的灯路上的光。
It could be the light of our path and ahead.
让我们在生活行为上能够荣耀上帝。
In our life, in our conduct, it will be pleasing to the Lord.
要求主求圣灵感动我们，能够常常以上帝的家的事为念。
And may the Holy Spirit be with us so that we could be about God's business all the time.
让你的教会能够增长，能够兴旺。
That your church will be revived and your church will grow.
愿你愿你的话能够成为我们生命的粮。
May your words be the bread of our life.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
May the Lord listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.